The state passed a ban on texting in 2013. Would you describe the state law for us, please?
Sure. Actually, it was signed into law in 2012, but it had a six-month grace period, so it took full effect in March of 2013. And it created two kind of tiers for texting while driving. Teens, that is, drivers who are younger than 18, are banned from using any type of electronic device while they're behind the wheel. So they're not supposed to text, they're not supposed to talk on their cell phone, whether they have the phone at their ear or they're using Bluetooth speakers. They can't play video games. They're not supposed to be using their laptop computers. And the law is set up so that if a teen is caught texting while driving or using a device, it's a primary offense. So if an officer sees them, they can pull them over. They can fine them and suspend their license on a first offense for 60 days. So it's a tougher law for teens. They're not supposed to use any kind of electronic device behind the wheel. For adults, that is drivers who are 18 or older, it's illegal to text while driving, but it's a secondary offense. So if an officer is out and sees you texting while you're driving, they can't pull you over unless they see you do something else, if you're speeding or breaking some kind of other traffic law. And then you can be cited for it, and you can face a misdemeanor fine for it. Adults are still allowed to talk on their cell phone. They're not banned from doing that, but they're just not supposed to be texting. So there's those two different classes.
39 states and the District of Columbia have made texting a primary offense, as you just described one. Are there efforts to do the same here?
Yes. And in fact, there have been efforts. The original texting ban, if I'm not mistaken, was introduced as a primary offense. And the secondary offense, the setup that they came up with, I think was a compromise position. But even the sponsor of that bill at the time, Representative Rex Damschroeder, wanted to make it a primary offense. And he attempted to move legislation to do that after this first ban passed. And there have been bills in each General Assembly trying to do that. Representative Sheehy up in the Toledo area has introduced a legislation to make it a primary offense right now. It doesn't seem to have a whole lot of support or enough support to move it.
What are some of the objections to making it stricter?
Well, you know, you always hear the nanny state objection that, you know, we're adults, we understand the risks, and people should be allowed to do what they want to do. That's one objection. There's an enforcement issue, because how do you know if someone's texting? Maybe they're reaching for the radio, or maybe they're talking on their cell phone and they're not actually sending a text message. That's another frequent objection you hear. And then, you know, people will say, you know, drivers are doing a whole lot of other things that are distracting. You know, they're eating burgers or putting on makeup and doing things like that that take their eyes off the road. And how do you ban all of those things? It would just be very difficult to enforce.
Say Columbus wants to have a stronger law. Can municipalities create their own stricter bans?
It is my understanding that municipalities can ban texting while driving, and I believe some Ohio cities have done that. So at the local level, I don't think there's anything stopping them from doing that.
What are the penalties?
If you are an adult and you are pulled over for something else and they catch you texting at the same time, you face a fine of up to $150. If you're a teenager and you're using any kind of electronic device behind the wheel, your first fine, first violation is going to cost you $150, and you're going to have your driver's license suspended for 60 days. Second violation or subsequent violations, you'll get a $300 fine, and your license will be suspended for up to a year.
So it can be fairly strict.
Yeah, especially for teen drivers, and it's supposed to be. Now, you know, the statistics, if you want to get into that at all, in about 2 years of enforcement so far of this, we've had more than 700 citations. But if you actually get down and dig into the numbers, we're talking last year, 31 teenagers were cited for using an electronic device while driving. Now, I don't know about you, but while I'm driving around Columbus, I can count more teenagers than that texting on a daily basis behind the wheel just on my morning and evening commutes. So, and the same thing with adults. I see people texting all the time. But we're looking at an average of somewhere between 30 and 40 or so citations a month for adults. So, you know, I think that's pretty telling.
Well, Mark Hovak, Dix Capital Bureau, thank you so much.
Yep, anytime.